The Australian government says it's confident it can manage its relationship with the New Zealand government despite concerns over visa rules. The latest controversy relates to a New Zealand man whose visa was reinstated despite him being convicted of raping his stepdaughter. A new ministerial directive is being developed that will focus on community protection and expectations, but Liberal MP Dan Tehan says the government shouldn't have folded to pressure from New Zealand in the first place to change who can and can't be deported.
Sometimes with friends, you have to take hard decisions and you have to have hard conversations. That is what we did when we were in government. And that is what the Albanese Labor government should have done.